This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you're doing. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to go over to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and find out more about the show and all, take advantage of the things that are over there. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to keep going on the Supreme Court stuff because there was a whole bunch of news out there today. But before we do, we had a question asking about Martha McSally out in Arizona. Now, she is trailing Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, the Democrat that's running against her. She is probably, I would say, by what we talked about with the numbers, within the margin of error. What say you?
Well, that's right, Captain. According to a recent poll conducted very recently, September 10th through September 15th, of the New York Times Siena College poll, 50% of the respondents said that they were supporting Kelly. 42% sided with Martha McSally, and that's got a plus or margin of error plus or minus 4.1 percentage points. In another poll from Monmouth University, Kelly still leads, but this time by 6 points. 50% said they'd vote for him. 44% said they'd vote for McSally, and that has a margin of error of about 4.8 percentage points.
Now, the problem I have with both of those polls is they are both very highly progressive left liberal Democratic polls, both of them, especially the New York Times poll. They both lean to the left, especially the New York Times poll. So that's why I'm saying she's probably within the margin of error, and if Donald Trump has any coattails at all in Arizona and he wins that state handily, which he could, then I say that he'll take McSally along with him. That's just me.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, this poll was taken prior to the death of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg. There's going to be certainly an effect and fallout from that in terms of energizing voter bases on both sides.
Yeah.
The question is, just by how much?
Well, Kelly wants to get rid of assault weapons because of his wife, Gabrielle Giffords, and what happened there. But anyway, let's get going here. The Trump White House has been urged to move quickly in the Supreme Court justice vacancy left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, now, there are a number of conservative groups and activists that are out there arguing that despite the rapidly escalating debate over whether to appoint a Supreme Court justice or not just prior to the presidential election, that President Trump should do that. Now, here's the thing, okay, and people are going, well, I heard Chuckie Schumer, well, there's been no appointment this close to an election, and all that sort of stuff. What a bunch of crap. There's been 29 appointments in election years, and yes, Chuckie baby, there was somebody that was appointed in this amount of time once. Now, it's actually happened twice, once within 45 days, and the other one was out 53 days. So Chuckie baby better do a little bit more homework.
Well, yeah, actually, I have a question for Chuckie Baby, by the way.
Chuckie Baby!
I have a question for him. The idea would be, of course, well, what is the acceptable time period? It's certainly not in the Constitution. In other words, would it be from, would it be a week ago?
No, with him, it's the next president.
Well, exactly, but the thing is that when would it be acceptable for the sitting president to nominate a Supreme Court justice, in his opinion? And I don't think we'd get a real straight answer. They're only saying this because they want to, they're afraid that Trump is going to get this thing through.
Well, I want you to listen to this because Republicans overwhelmingly want President Trump to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's U.S. Supreme Court seat, but amongst all voters, just over half think he should leave the position vacant. However, here's the breakdown. According to the latest Rasmussen poll, starting right here, we have got 83% of the Republicans think Trump should nominate somebody. Now, that breaks down to 45% of all likely U.S. voters feel that Trump should nominate somebody to fill Ginsburg's seat. 51% said he should leave the position open. And then when it comes to the Democrats, 84% say the nomination should be made by the winner in November. However, with voters not affiliated with either party, the independents, 44% say Trump should nominate somebody, while 48% say he should wait. So the numbers go on the president's side here.
Well, and again, I mean, the president is not a lame duck president.
Yeah.
We are still within the time frame of having the election. The president is still...
We're down to two justices right now, both of whom met with the president yesterday. One of them is Judge Amy Coney Barrett from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She was a 2017 appointee and formerly clerked under Judge Antonin Scalia. And the other one is Judge Allison Jones Rushing, Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, appointed in 2019. And she was working as a clerk underneath Judge Neil Gorsuch. So those are the two ladies. That's what it's boiled down to. Now we'll see what happens coming on down the pike. Kyle, hold that thought. Caller, you hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we go cruising across the overnight radio aisle.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Now, you heard me talk about this, and this product that we're going to talk about that brings you this next segment is Relief Factor. And the reason I talk about it so much is because it works for me. Now, I've been having problems with my left leg and my left ankle swelling up, compliments of the injury I got at the World Trade Center. There's not much I can do about it except try to do whatever I can, keep my foot elevated, which I do all night long while I'm sitting here. My foot's up in the air and a little hassock, but I take the Relief Factor, and it causes the swelling to go down and the pain to go away. So it works for me, and it's been working for me for going on almost 5 years. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe that our bodies were designed to heal. Well, I sure hope so, because I'm getting sick and tired of this mess that I have to keep going through. And I'll tell you what, the product, the ingredients that are in this are all natural, and when you put turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 together, you get a product that alleviates pain right at the source. And as I said, it relieves the swelling and the inflammation and the discomfort that I have in my left leg and my ankle. Now, at one time, my left calf was 29 inches around thanks to the swelling I was getting. But this product keeps it down to where it's supposed to be or close to it. And again, if it works for me, hopefully it'll work for you. Folks, all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384, but you got to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with both retail price. You tried the 3-week quick start. It's still discounted to $19.95, and that's all you got to do. Try that product for 3 weeks, and if it doesn't work at the end of 3 weeks, you're only out $20, no pain, no gain, and away you go. But it's been working for me. You need to try it, too. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I believe it's extremely important that everybody listening to the program understand that, yes, we'd like to have control of the Congress and retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all, but we have got to keep control of the Senate because of things like the appointment of the judges, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And I believe that we have a scenario where you're going to see, now we know that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are not, two Republicans are not going to vote for this judicial candidate, whoever it is, correct?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable assumption, yes.
So 53 becomes 51, right?
Right.
Now, they're worried about losing Mitt Romney. They're worried about losing one more. I've been told they could lose as many as five Republican senators, be down to 48. And that would enter into the mix one or two Democrats, plus the vice president as the tiebreaker in a 50-50 vote. And he would actually be the 51st vote. Or, well, it wouldn't be 50-50 because the Dems don't. Well, maybe it would be, yeah, come to think of it. But anyway, that would be the 51st vote. So anyway, here we go. Doug Jones of Alabama is in the race for his political life. He's up against Tommy Tuberville, who's got a very comfortable lead in Alabama, correct?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And if Doug Jones says, I'm not going to vote for this Supreme Court justice because of the argument that you'll be hearing him talking about when they go through the nomination process and the interviews and all that stuff. Well, you're religious. Well, you're going to let your religious views get in on the court. When they start that crap, in God-fearing, Bible-thumping Alabama, Doug Jones is done if he doesn't vote for this candidate.
Right. No, I think, again, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, yes, they if it's Amy Coney Barrett, they will go back to that same thing that they even did in her other.
That was what's-her-face up there in San Francisco, Diane Feinstein.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Diane Feinwinkle, somebody told me the other day. Feinwinkle, I don't know where they got that. But the fact of the matter is that this is a winnable situation. We have the votes. Now, I'm going to go back to, and I'm going to hang my hat on this conversation that was made. Lindsey Graham, last night on Sean Hannity's show, said, and I quote, we've got the votes. Guess who else said it yesterday?
Who's that?
Senator Ted Cruz. We have 51 votes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully so. I mean, this is going to be, this is an unprecedented sort of development here, but there is no reason why the president and the Senate can't adjudicate their, constitutional roles here. In fact, Captain, I heard the Democrats saying, well, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish that she wouldn't be replaced.
I'm not buying that for a second.
Well, yeah, I'm not either.
Because we have verbal, we have words from her back in 2016 when she said it was the duty and the responsibility of the president to appoint someone to the Supreme Court, and that was when he did, Garland.
Right, exactly. And also, does anybody think for...
Oh, and by the way, there's one other big thing. I'm sorry for butting in, but I got to. There's one other big thing. That was at the end of the term of Barack Obama. This is the end of the first term of Donald Trump, and normally presidents get two terms unless they've really screwed something up badly, like George H.W. Bush did when he lied to the American people that said, read my lips, no new taxes. And the Democrats took him to lunch on that. Bill Clinton took him to lunch.
Well, exactly. But at the same time, you have, again, this is the constitutional duty. And don't think for one second that the Democrats in the same position, they would put up a nominee as fast as possible. If Mitch McConnell wasn't majority leader under Obama, then they would have done it their way. It's just that simple.
Yep. Yeah. And that lying sack of crap, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer and Adam Schiff. Here's another one, Adam Schiff. I would just like to reach out and just belt him in the back of the head with a 2x4 because he's out there again, lying to the American people, and nobody is holding him accountable. Nobody.
Well, that's just, unfortunately, that's just his shtick. I mean, he's sort of fallen into that, and he's kind of just become a character. Whether how relevant he truly is these days
well,
is debatable. But
here's what he did. House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff yesterday derides the Trump claim of a falsified RBG statement. Well, you know what they were talking about, what we just talked about.
Right. And again, yeah.
Because nobody can prove the statement.
Precisely. And here's the thing.
But we can prove what she said before. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, oh, no, exactly. But even if it was true, it's irrelevant. In other words, what if her dying wish was, I wish that all the Supreme Court now equaled 15, or all Supreme Court decisions would simply be made by one person, or something like that. We don't do that kind of thing in this country.
No.
We go by the Constitution.
And Charles Chucky Boy Schumer standing up there, well, we have never voted for anyone this close to an election. Oh, yes, we have, twice before. Yes, we have, Chucky Baby. By the way, 29 times in election years over the years, 29 times. He needs to shut up and go away because he's lying. And by the way, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing his Republican counterpart Mitch McConnell for promising a vote on the Supreme Court nominee this year says the Majority Leader is flat wrong on both principle and precedent. No, he's not, because you know who set the precedent? The Democrats!
Right.
The Democrats! Thank you, Harry, Nevada Harry.
well, exactly.
I'm not even going to mention his last name. It's not worth it.
Well, but and of course, the there is no reason to not go through with what their job descriptions are, and they're throwing all this up as dirt in the air, or trying to muddy up the waters, basically. And they know exactly what they're doing. They are terrified that the American people are going to return President Trump to another 4 years. They can't handle it.
Nevada Harry, somebody's saying sounds like a professional gambler. Well, I think he was. His son certainly was. Remember Solyndra?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He got, what, $1 billion or something like that of federal money, and his company went under over there in Nevada, and he never had to pay it back. What nice job if he can get it. All right, well, out of respect for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's going to lie in repose at the Supreme Court and then in the Capitol building in the rotunda for a couple of days before the burial. I believe it's this, is it Friday or Saturday? I forgot which.
Yeah, I don't know offhand, but I know that there's a period of time, and of course I think this is where President Trump is showing a lot of respect. He's not going to go out and announce the replacement, I think, prior to the services for Justice Ginsburg.
Now, here's something that snuck in under the wire. Dr. Fauci's colleague was fired after he was outed as a pandemic troll giving information to the media without permission.
Well, good. Right? I mean,
do we know who the troll was?
I don't know if we know.
We'll find out during the break.
Yeah, but of course, you know, obviously, if you're not supposed to be doing that, then you wouldn't be working there anymore.
Yeah, and the other thing is when we come back, we're going to talk about something that happened yesterday here in Florida. We had our governor with a new crackdown in Florida on looters and rioters to help out the police who have been attacked all around the country. We're the first state in the country to enact this legislation. But the DOJ, and we're going to get into this conversation because of Attorney General Barr, the DOJ named New York City, Seattle, and Portland as anarch jurisdictions, which means, guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
The feds can cut their funds.
Very interesting.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Like I said, it's a busy night. There's a lot of stuff going on. You should be hearing everything we're talking about in the mainstream media, and they're not saying a word.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, if you want to see Larry Elder on October the 23rd, he's going to be in Sarasota. He'll be down there with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, with Charlie Kirk, with Bill Grandy, and myself. I'll be the master of ceremonies, special guest for the evening, and we'll all be up on stage. Now, we're only going to have 250 people in the Hyatt Regency main ballroom because we have to keep social distancing going on down there. So as a result of that, the tickets are not as readily available as they would be. So if you want to get the tickets to attend that, and there is a VIP reception at 5:30, the event starts at 7, you need to go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com to get your tickets. Now, remember, Geico Insurance, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, brings you this portion of the program, and I've been with them for 14 years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else to keep saving me money. That's what I like. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mike from Clearwater on the line, so here we go. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. We talked about this briefly, but I have one concern. Now, I know that the president's going to get reelected, but I hope that the Homeland Security are quietly making preparations in the background, because these people have already demonstrated that they're unhinged. And I really think that once President Trump gets reelected, the violence that we've seen so far is just the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to be total chaos, and they're just going to go crazy, and you know what's going to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you and the professor feel the same way, because It's a very scary, as we get closer, you know, I worry about people's safety. They've already killed one guy because he was a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
These people are unhinged, and I just want to know what you guys think about that.
All right, we'll answer that. Thanks, Mike. Okay, Kyle, I'll answer it this way. Number one, I know there's all kinds of special teams that have been dispatched by federal and state authorities in the hotbed areas, and there are people that have been undercover for quite a while in these different groups, and they're in there, and they're feeding intel back and forth. Now, they may be some of the rock throwers or whatever, or some of the flame starters, but they're actually informants, and they're in there, and you might expect that to be the case, right, Kyle?
Well, right, and that is typical of running intelligence operations, so that you know when and where, and you know what the forces are going to be like, and you know what the plans are so that you can counter it, absolutely.
And I can't say what I know or how I know it, but tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, when Colonel Jim comes on, who's formerly an intel operator himself with special operations when he worked at CENTCOM under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, retired, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on that we can talk about, okay, across the country, because these people that think they're going to get away with all this chaos and subversion and all that, I got big news for them. There's a huge surprise coming their way. They don't even know what's going to hit them.
Well, exactly. And while we would never want to alarm people or make those kinds of predictions per se, I think Mike is right. I think that there are people out there who are looking for that as a trigger mechanism. As
it were. Now, do you need to be prepared to defend yourself? Absolutely. Because if they come into your neighborhood, if they come into the burbs, like they've been threatening, I'm telling you, if they come into my neighborhood and try to cause anything, there'll be shotguns stuck out the door and you'll hear kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. That's all you'll hear. And the shotguns aren't going to miss what they're aiming at.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, we've seen sort of a build-up towards this kind of thing.
That's right.
And a normalization of violence in order to express political ideas.
And it is not going to work. That is why the Department of Justice yesterday declared New York City, Seattle, and Portland anarchist jurisdictions. Now, they can add other cities to that, too. Remember, we've had other cities in the mix, like Minneapolis that broke down, Chicago that's broke down. I mean, they can go to some other cities if they want to. It means, number one, they can take federal money away from them, and number two, they can send the federal task forces in there to enforce the federal laws that are being violated when it comes to sedition and inciting riots.
And you know, Captain, I think that we can lay at the feet of the Democrat Party elite the notion that they never have stood with President Trump in order to collectively say violence has to stop.
Now, Florida yesterday, God bless our Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida yesterday, Governor DeSantis had a press conference with a bunch of sheriffs, and of course, America's Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County. You've seen him on television a number of times, right?
Right.
He was there in the middle of all that, and they announced that they're going to have a crackdown law against looters and rioters and anybody that assaults a police officer or a first responder, whether it's someone on an ambulance, an EMS, or a firefighter. You throw a brick, you throw a rock, you throw a bottle, you hurt these people, you are going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Right, and they have to do this because what was once unthinkable is now being normalized by these radical elements.
And let me stop you for a second. The George Soros funded district attorneys across the country are the ones that are letting these people go. They bring them in, they fingerprint them, they say, okay, no harm, no foul, you're gone. And away they go, and they go right back out on the street, and they do the damn stuff all over again.
Right, and by the same token, they would be the very same kinds of prosecutors who would say, oh, you defended yourself? Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to jail now because, that was wrong. You should have never, fought back.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, we have a name for the Dr. Fauci collie. You found it there. He apparently is the managing editor of Red State, which happens to be a conservative publication.
Yes. This, according to Newsmax, is reporting this as that his Twitter handle was Streif, Streiff, and he was the managing editor of Red State, according to them. But his real name is William B. Cruz. He worked as a public affairs specialist at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, of which Dr. Fauci is the director. And so evidently he was the one that was putting these things out on Twitter and or into social media about masks and this kind of thing. So
okay.
He's gone.
Okay. And, folks, if you're joining us late, I just had somebody ask me a question here. They said, is it true that the Senate has the votes to confirm Trump's SCOTUS nominee? Yes, we're hearing it from two sources. We're hearing it from Senator Ted Cruz, who says has no hesitation that the Senate has 51 votes. We're also hearing it from Lindsey Graham, who says we have the votes, and the way they're going to do it is there's going to be one or two Democrats added to the mix of the Republicans that defect. And Mitt Romney, we'll find out what's going on, because today he's having a luncheon, if you will, with Republican party leaders at the White House, I've been told.
That's right. So to be a fly on the wall for that conversation, Captain.
Well, I can bet what they're going to say. Say, listen, Mitt, if you want to have a future in Utah, and if you want a key committee chairmanship in the Senate, and you want a nice long life, you better settle down and do what needs to be done. Otherwise, we won't back you. We'll run a candidate up against you, and you'll be a one-term senator.
Well, you know, Mitt Romney, I really do think, has to really figure out that it regardless of his feelings about President Trump, their relationship, whatever state it's in, the Democrats are playing for all the marbles, and Mitt Romney has to realize this, and he's got to play for all the marbles on this one. Absolutely.
Now, we talked about this yesterday a little bit. We just mentioned it, and we kind of laughed about it. But yesterday, it got brought up again and discussed at length. A biochip might be used to detect COVID in people sometime next year. They may be offering the opportunity to put a little chip in you to see what's wrong with you. You'll medically, blah, 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 especially the people that are predominantly in the age group and whatnot, to which they might come down with COVID, just to see how to track them, so to speak. Okay. I guess that's the only word they can use there. But this is not fooling around anymore, folks. This is reality.
It is reality. This was developed by DARPA, by the way, and that's the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency.
Well, they've already got these chips, by the way, in some soldiers.
Yes, and so what they do is they inject it into your body. It's able to work with proteins and cells, is from what I understand. And so, yes, it would be able to, what we can tell, detect COVID-19 and other viral respiratory diseases.
And, of course, the way the military does it is they ask for volunteers, and if they don't hear any names, they go, okay, you, and you, come with me.
Right. Classic volunteering.
That's it. That's it. And, I mean, you can't say a word about it, because when you sign that little sheet of paper and you take that oath, guess what? You're going to do what they're going to tell you to do. All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, it'll be time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Yeah, we're going to let you know where Tropical Storm Beta is. It's going to dump a lot of rain back where Laura was, and it's not going to be pretty in parts of Texas and southwest Louisiana. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Oh, yeah. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we hope that you're having a great evening. Our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do is walk up to the fuel desk and say, hey, I was listening to you on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was telling me to come on in here and take advantage of all the different stuff you have to offer. And how about that free cup of coffee? And boom, you're going to get it. So there we go. Now, I don't know what's going on here.
Stop playing with the
a little Aerosmith. We're back. We're back, Kyle.
Yes, we are.
All righty. Yeah, I didn't know if that was going to work or not because we got a new system here, and it got stuck in there, and I tried it this afternoon, and it worked okay, and I had to talk to it and hit it with a hammer, and it decided to work again. But anyway, there you go. Now, we're going to tell you what's going on, and then we're going to get Kyle into the mix here because the big story in the United States tonight is around the Gulf again. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We've got 3 to 6, 6 to 10 inches of rain going right back over areas where Hurricane Laura was, where it's still flooded in parts of Louisiana and southeastern Texas and over into the western part of Mississippi. And unfortunately, they're going to get socked all over again. So here I go. Beta is now skirting the coast of Texas. Flooding the middle of the Texas coast to southeast Louisiana can be expected for the next 24 to 36 hours. This is going to be a long-term rain event. Life-threatening storm surge may also occur along portions of the Texas and Louisiana coast through Tuesday into Wednesday. Rainfall will also gradually spread across the southeastern part of the U.S. through the rest of the week. Meanwhile, Hurricane Teddy is going to remain in the Atlantic. It'll bring swells, dangerous surf, rip currents to much of the east coast as it starts to move up and away from the United States. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there, and then we'll get right into this tropical storm Beta.
Well, Captain, tonight we're going to start in Colorado, just north of Denver in the Fort Collins area. We still have the air quality alerts going on, and that goes on up into the southern part of southeastern part of Wyoming in the Cheyenne and Laramie areas of Wyoming. And this is still smoke from the Mullen, the Cameron Peak, and the Middle Fork wildfires that are burning there. So, of course, if you're coming down I-25 or going across I-80 past Laramie towards Elk Mountain, you still may have some of that smoke and that some of that air quality. Pretty clear across the west in terms of other air quality alerts. They're all disappeared now from the Oregon area. In Portland, they're going to be having rain, I think, Wednesday through about Friday. So in those areas, they're getting a little bit of that relief from some of that rainfall. We're seeing some of that cloud cover on the satellite. But, of course, still got some heat down in the south southwest, down near Phoenix. That's still going to be 100 degrees and still in the triple digits as we move through the week. In Central California, air quality alert. One of those air quality alerts is right near Mariposa, California, one of my favorite little towns in California. That's up near the Yosemite Valley, and they're still having smoke impacting from the Creek Fire and others. So all through the Central Valley of California as well, we've still got the air quality alert. But as we're going through Nevada, we don't really see anything on the radar or anything of that nature. Reno looks like it's going to be about 82 degrees. Palm Springs, still 104 degrees in California. And also right now, 72 degrees. 8 miles an hour wind if you're trucking through the Cajon Pass on your way to Las Vegas, perhaps. So things are looking good. You can still check out that Pilot Travel Center coming up on your left if you're heading north on the 15th.
All righty. Now, we do have some rain in the east coast of Florida tonight. Little scattered showers over that away and up by the east coast, scattered all the way up to Virginia on and off. But we've got frost warnings again in the mountains tonight of Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland, Cumberland, Maryland, up into the central part of Pennsylvania from about Harrisburg west over to Snowshoe on I-80. And then going up I-81 towards Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Then we've got more frost advice tonight in Connecticut, the western part, the Berkshires and Massachusetts, and on up into New Hampshire and along the coastline, where we're getting some pretty rough weather as the storm skirts itself out to sea up there. That's Teddy, and starts working its way away from the United States. Now, here we go. I'm going to read the advisory for Tropical Storm Beta. The expected slow motion of Beta will produce a long-duration rainfall event from the middle of the Texas coast to southeast Louisiana. Flash, urban, and minor river flooding is likely in normal areas. Now, what that means, folks, for you truckers that go along I-10, east of Houston, out through Beaumont, over into southeast Louisiana, over towards Lake Charles, those areas that flooded before, I'll guarantee it will flood again, if they aren't already doing such. Now, Flash urban minor river flooding is expected. Rainfall will spread northward into the Ark-La-Tex region, east into the lower Mississippi Valley, portions of the southeast through the end of the week. Now, we're talking 3 to 6 inches of rain in a lot of areas. However, in the areas affected by Hurricane Laura, we're talking 6 to 10 inches on top of the 20 or 30 inches they already got. Kyle, they just can't take it.
No, it's terrible to think about, but unfortunately, these are the possibilities here, and so people have to hunker down.
Well, it's not a possibility. It's already doing it. I'm watching the rain here. It's already got heavy rain right up into the southwestern corner of Louisiana and from Beaumont all the way around to Galveston.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at the weather map, and it's just all over the area there. So,
and it's not a wind event either, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, this is really going to be a rain and water type of event. Absolutely.
Yeah, the winds might be 25, 30 miles an hour tops, but the rain is going to be there. And there may be a surge on the right side coming into Louisiana by the looks of this here right now, maybe 5 to 7 foot. But on top of all the rain you've already got, on top of all the flooding that's already there in that area, I don't need to tell anybody that's over there listening to us right now that you have got another real mess coming your way.
Well, that's right. And, of course, pay attention to local authorities, especially when flooding like this happens. Even if you're not flooded, you might have issues, say, with your water that's coming into your home. So they may tell you to either boil that, be careful with that, or some other kind of direction. But be sure to pay close attention to what the local authorities are telling you.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you talk about all the different stuff that we have been jibing here with the first hour, one of the things that I didn't mention and I kind of saved just to briefly mention, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is a Republican congressman, District Florida, District 1, which is up in the panhandle here in Florida, he's trying to be a national leader, okay? He's trying to throw himself out there as a national leader. I don't exactly know what his eventual goals are, but he's a two-term congressman. He's called on the GOP voters to oust Senators Murkowski and Collins. I think he needs to be careful what he wishes for, because if Murkowski goes, you get a Democrat. If Collins goes, you get a Democrat.
That's right. And so you still lose the key votes.
And Murkowski's ended up for election either, by the way.
Right, but again, it's kind of the devil you know kind of thing versus the devil you don't know, and so obviously they have split with the president on a lot of these key issues.
Well, he has.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to have a better situation if somebody from the opposite party is now occupying that seat?
Yeah, he appeases them from time to time. That I do know, but you know, there's something going on there. I don't exactly know why he is doing what he's doing, because you would think he would want to keep Republicans in the Senate, especially when that's where the judges are coming from that we're getting, and we definitely need 51 votes or we're not going to get this new justice, and we're going to see things moving along real quick. So Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, you hang in there. We'll be right back. By the way, North Korea back in the news again. Conservatives started a new website for what? Well, we'll tell you. And $900 billion a year is what it's going to take to stabilize the country after the pandemic.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.